There's the familiar voice of Radcliffe Hall. And now, with apologies to Jack Gelser, here is an old radio introduction to an old tune. David Cheskin and the orchestra asking the musical question, Blue Lou. In the orchestra there in Blue Lou. Well, Jack Gelser, I know you started in radio as a sports announcer, and as a matter of fact, you worked with one of the great sports announcers of all time, a man by the name of Bill Stern. Am I right?
Thank you very much, Fred. Well, the mention of Bill Stern brings back memories of some exciting moments. But as they have little to do with our present celebration, I'll pass them by except to tell you that Bill covers our story pretty well in his book, The Taste of Ashes. The fact that our near-fatal accident occurred in Buffalo, Texas, was just a coincidence to what the future was to hold for me with other sports announcers. And speaking of sports personalities, WGR had a great one in the 30s. His name, Roger Baker.
Thank you, Jack.
Rod, mighty nice to be back on the microphone again with you. My first memory of you occurred in 1936 when I first came into Buffalo and was absolutely fascinated, amazed, and almost paralyzed by your histrionics on the microphone doing a baseball game in the studio. It still is a little outside of my imagination, your ability to be able to do that.
Well, I can sum it up very quickly for you, Jack. I was just a big liar in those days.
You've changed.
No. I'm a salesman now.
Yeah, in your yes, you are, aren't you? A WYSL, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Roger's fame spread across the country with his baseball broadcast, and he was given great acclaim from coast to coast. I think that, unless my memory deserts me, Roger is the only sports announcer to have his name in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Am I correct, Rod?
No, that isn't quite right, Jack. My name is in the Hall of Fame, but it's not the only one. There are some others also in there.
Well, we're very happy to have had an alumnus of WGR still in the Hall
Thank
of Fame.
You, Jack.
Now, your time wasn't all devoted to sports casting on WGR. Once in a while, you were involved in quite routine and ordinary programs. Do you recall any of them?
I sure do. A lot of them have been mentioned here tonight, Jack, and some of them have not. For example, the Symphony Under the Stars. I was just asking some of the old-timers at GR about that, and they don't remember it. It was played on a platform in the middle of Delaware Lake. Herb Straub and the, what in those days was the WGR Symphony Orchestra. And it was sponsored by the Marine Trust Company. I remember that very well. And you and I had a program, Jack. You remember that? Down in front of the Rand Building?
On Lafayette Square.
Yes, indeed.
You were the quiz master, and I was the foil.
And you remember that on rainy days we had one guy at Western Union who used to come out and use several voices, and we were so grateful for him, if you remember that.
Rog, do you remember who the supervisor on that program was for Ontario Biscuit?
I most certainly do, and he was here tonight, Hank Comstock.
Henry Comstock, president of the Comstock Company, Buffalo Advertising Agency, was the supervisor at that time of Roger Baker's Fun Quiz, Lafayette Square on WGR in Buffalo. And one other thing that I recall with you, Rog, And that was how you sort of fenced me in on a sports broadcast from the Broadway Auditorium. At the time, you were doing a series of those six-day things down there.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to tell me a little about those six-day bike races and recall a couple names of the riders to us?
Well, of course, there was Torchy Peden and Reggie McNamara. Everybody remembers them. And Norman Hill. I don't know whether you were there the night that he was hurt or not, but I had just wound up a broadcast, and Norm Hill lost control of his bike, went through the broadcasting booth that I was working on, out onto the flat, and that was the end of his career.
Now I know why you gave up broadcasting six-day bike races and let me move into your chair.
Right, exactly.
Roger Baker, thank you very much. It's indeed been a pleasure having you on the microphone with us again on WGR this evening. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you for inviting me, and good luck to WGR.
Thank you.
And now we interrupt our broadcast to bring you the voice of Bill Mazur. Let's hear it for Bill.
No matter what I have to thank you, Fred, no matter what I have to say now is anticlimactic, because the first man that I met when I came to Buffalo 15 years ago, and that makes me just a boy in this crowd, was Jack Gelzer. And then a year later, I met Roger, and I worked for him. And then, of course, we worked for quite a few years together at WGR. So many of you are so familiar to me, and so many others of you are just legends to me, and it's really a thrill on this occasion to see you, because very few times do you get a chance to see living legends. But I must say that as I look at faces like those of Walter Amadon and Carl Hoffman and young Roger and Elvira and Helen Neville, I remember when I was just a boy. But no, seriously, I just think how the years have passed by and how kindly they've treated all of you. I hope that someday we can have another chance to look back on as great a party. I don't want to take all your time. Freddie, thank you for asking me. Thank you very much.
Bill Mazur there. Thank you, Bill. You've heard of great moments in sports. There's one of the great sports of the moment, Bill Mazur. And since the Bisons are playing so many night games, I guess this is highly appropriate. To Bill Mazur, with love from all of us, Moonlight Becomes You.